With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. Must show U.S. ID to purchase land? Maybe. TalkBusiness.net is now reporting that states are considering restricting foreign purchases of agriculture and forest lands. Foreigners and foreign-based companies have owned agriculture and forestry land in the U.S. since before it was founded, and in recent years, that trend has been on the rise. As foreign ownership of U.S. farmlands increases, will more states consider restrictions on these land buys? Over the past year, Missouri, Texas, and Alabama have all looked at the possibility. According to a 2020 U.S. Department of Agriculture report, foreign persons hold an interest in nearly 37.6 million acres across private U.S. agriculture land, an increase of 2.4 million acres from 2019. Foreign investors from Canada, Italy, Germany, and the Netherlands, as well as the United Kingdom, represent 63% of all foreign agricultural land holdings in the U.S. The top three states with foreign-owned lands, Alabama, Maine, and Texas, there are 4.4 million acres in Texas that are foreign-owned, followed by Maine, 3.3 million, and Alabama, 1.8 million, the USDA reported. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News. For more information, visit aginfo.net. I'm Haley Shipp.